Muslim Americans are a central focus of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. His various proposals about banning Muslim immigrants have won him fans and opponents, as has his harsh language about the religion itself. WNYC's Matt Katz headed to Paterson, New Jersey, which has one of the largest Muslim populations in the country, to find out how Muslim Americans are responding to Trump.
They're not sneaking into arenas to interrupt every one of Donald Trump's speeches. They don't show up in large numbers to face off against Trump fans outside Trump rallies. They aren't staging mass events like Black Lives Matter protests or gay pride parades. Instead, in Paterson, New Jersey last month, several thousand Muslim Americans attended a community festival. Men bowed on plastic prayer rugs before children hopped on bouncy castles and pony rides at the Eid celebration marking the end of Ramadan. It wasn't held inside at a mosque, but instead in a public park, which was part of the point, said Waleed Gaber, a father of three.
We're distinct. We have that unique look, and we're okay with that, because when people see us, they know we're Muslim, and then we want them to know these are the ones that are preaching Islam the proper way.
In their own way, this is how Muslims are responding to Trump. Whether it's his call for their houses of worship to be investigated.
I want surveillance of certain mosques, okay? If that's okay. I want surveillance.
Or his ban on Muslim immigration.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Or his theological analysis.
I think Islam hates us.
Or his 9/11 conspiracy theories.
And I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
Or, last but not least, his allegations that Muslims harbor terrorists.
One of the problems we have is that the people in the community, the Muslim community, are not turning over the sickos.
At the park in Paterson, Trump was not far from anyone's mind. But there was no call to protest a Trump rally or even write letters to the editors of local papers.
So I am urging you in November to please make sure you come out to vote.
Instead, Mohammed Khairullah, the Muslim mayor of Prospect Park, New Jersey, took the podium to urge Muslims to register to vote. Voter registration drives are underway in Muslim communities around the country like never before. And that's directly related to the concern that Trump could become president.
And as we say in politics, elections have consequences.
Non-Muslim politicians whom this community has quietly cultivated relationships with took the stage, too. Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop, who is Jewish and a probable gubernatorial candidate next year, wished the crowd assalamu alaikum. Afterward, he said the voter mobilization efforts underway in the Muslim community in the era of Trump was unlike anything he had ever seen.
There's a sleeping giant there that has the potential to come out in big numbers as American citizens, importantly, and vote in massive numbers that they don't tolerate hate.
Al Abdelaziz, a Democratic activist, made an unsuccessful bid for city council in Paterson this year in a race crowded with Arab and Muslim candidates. He said Trump's talk woke up his community to get more engaged, not as protesters, as citizens.
We're running people for local office. We're getting people from our community to sit on local boards because that's what they care about. They care about property taxes. They care about their education. If you look at my campaign, you had two Arabs running. No one's all about Middle Eastern politics. We cared about our taxes, clean streets, safe streets, and our education system. That's what the whole issues were.
Trump's rhetoric, though, has created other issues for the community. Hate crimes against Muslims are up across the country, and so is anecdotal evidence of women in Muslim garb being harassed on the street and Muslim kids teased at school. Jim Sues, executive director from the Council on American Islamic Relations in New Jersey, says they've had to enlist professionals for help.
Some mosques that frankly brought psychologists in to talk to parents to tell them, you know, how do you talk to your kids about what they're hearing about what Donald Trump is saying? You know, it could be frightening for young children.
I asked one Muslim American scholar about the lack of a more forceful response to such indignities. Why not a Muslim rally in front of Trump Tower, for example? Some say this is because the community is still young, with roots in undemocratic countries and no decades-long tradition of fighting for civil rights. But Professor Imani Jamal of Princeton University says the lack of anti-Trump Muslim protests is also because of the support the community is already hearing from non-Muslims.
For the Muslim American community, it's a very proud moment in our history to see that the American society has stepped up and said enough is enough, sort of where we feel like we've been redeemed as a community.
The backlash after Trump suggested the mother of a slain Muslim American soldier was not allowed to speak at the Democratic convention was just the most high-profile example. Jamal says that in the wake of Trump's candidacy, friends have reached out with support. Colleagues have offered to walk her to her car if she feels unsafe. Local police in New Jersey have been on alert for any attacks against mosques.
It's been such an outpouring of support for the Muslim community in the United States. It's like one of the finest moments, I hate to say. It's so sad to say this, but it's probably one of the finest moments in Muslim American history in the last two decades.
And so there's a sense among Muslim Americans that things are going to be okay. And that sentiment was reaffirmed this summer when another Muslim from New Jersey, Ibtihaj Muhammad, the fencer, became the first American Olympic athlete ever to compete while wearing a hijab. The Maplewood native has been explaining to America via TV hosts like The Late Show's Stephen Colbert about what a hijab head covering is and about who she is as a Muslim American.
In our society, we have people who have misconceptions about Muslims in particular right now. And I want to challenge those misconceptions and show people that, you know, Muslims are productive members of our society here. And, you know, we do a lot of things, including, you know, participate in the Olympics for Team USA.
How do you feel?
For Muslim Americans, that sustained applause was exactly what they wanted to hear. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.